Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Tez Zayin. We are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new parak, and the villain starts the daf. It's on Ches Amud Aleph all the way at the bottom. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Mishnah says Hatruma Uchumas Meiser Shal Demai Hachalav Habikurin Oilim Be'echad Umeya. All these things we just mentioned are bottle 1 in 100. So if we have one part truma that fell into 100 parts chulin, or one part chal or one part bikurin that fell into 100 parts chulin, they're bottle 1 in 100. There's no problem to eat this mixture. It's not considered truma or chal or bikurin. And of course, if there's less than 100 parts, so then the entire thing is treated like truma. Furthermore, umitstarfin zemzet, they're mitstarf with each other. Namely, let's say we have 99 parts chulin and a third part truma, a third part chala, a third part bikurin. All of them are going to be mitstarf with each other to now say that there's no bittul because there's not enough chulin to be mvatel all these together. That's what it means tziruf. And lastly, with tzarach laharim, we have to be marim, we have to take out. In other words, even when we do have bittul, when there is 1 to 100, we can't allow this one part truma, for example, to stay in, and therefore we have to take out one part and treat it as truma. And the Gemara is going to explain that's because of Gezel HaShevet. Even though in regards to Isser, we say that there's no more Isser here in its bottle, it's still considered like stealing from the Shevet, stealing from Kaihanim, because it's truma or Chalor Bikurim has to be given to a Kain. So even though this mixture is not Usser, we still have something that belongs to a Kain floating around in it. Therefore, we have to take out one part, treat it as truma, Chalor Bikurim, and give it to a Kain. Now moving on to the next thing, Ha'arla Vekila Kerem, Oilim Be'echru Masayim, Arla and Kalayim, they're bottle 1 in 200, Umitstar from Zaimzeh, they're also Mitstar with each other. But one does not have to be marim. He does not have to take out this one part that fell in, even when there's bittul. And that's because there's no gezel. You're not stealing from anybody. Arla and kila kerem are not supposed to be given to anybody. They're also completely. Truma, chal, and bikurim have to be given to a kain, as we just explained. That's why we have to take something out of this mixture, treating it as if it's the thing that fell in, and give it to the kain. But arla and kalaim are anyway usser. So once there's bittul, we say there's complete bittul and nothing has to be removed from here. Now Reb Shimon says, Einon mitstarfin, there's no tziruf. We can't combine two different isurim to say that they're tziruf and that they're going to overwhelm the heter. Now Reb Elezer says that mitzdarfin b'nais and tam avaloi lasar. There's only going to be tziruf when there's nice and tam. In other words, when it's min b'she'enoi minoi, then we'll combine two different isurim that fell in if they impart their flavor into the heter, and we're going to say that they overwhelm the heter and there's no bittul. But if it's min b'minoi, it's all the same min, then we do not combine the different isurim of arla and kilayim, and we just go with the regular portion of 1 to 200. And the Gemara begins by quoting the Mishnah hatruma trumas ma'aser v'chulu, and we ask l'mid nesrecha, for who is this relevant? We're going on the first part of the Mishnah where we say mitzarfim zayim zeh. And the question is, whose opinion is this? It's not the Tanna Kamma, because since the Tanna Kamma says in the second part that Arla and Kalayim are Mitzarif, and these are two different Yisurim, so of course he holds that Truma and Trumas Maaser and Chal and Bikurim are going to be Mitzarif with each other. They're all considered Truma. The Pasuk calls Chal a Truma, and it calls Bikurim Truma, so of course they're going to be Mitzarif. Why does the Reisha of the Mishnah have to say that they're Mitzarif for Isser? So Gemara Tazayinu based on top answers, L'Rib Shimon. This is for Rib Shimon, that Afal Gav Rib Shimon Amar, even though Rib Shimon said in the later part of the Mishnah that Ein Shnei Shemus Mitzarifin, two Shemus, two different Yisurim are not Mitzarif, namely Arla and Kalayim, Maidi Shebekulen L'Shem Truma Mitztarfin. He agrees that in the first part of the Mishnah, since they're all considered Truma, as we just explained, that they are Mitztarif. Now we further clarify, Mantan Trumas Maaser Shel Demai, who's the Tan of the Reish of the Mishnah that mentions Trumas Maaser of Demai and holds that its Bittul is 1 to 100? Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir. Rav Meir Machmer with the Ram Kedri Taira. Rav Meir is Machmer with the Rabbanans, just like Dai Raisas. And even though Trumas Maaser of Demai only has a Rabbanan status of Truma, nonetheless, he's Machmer as if it's a Dai Raisa, and he says Bittul is 1 in 100. And the question is, Vaha Ashkan Rav Meir Machmer with the Ram Bishal Tyro, where do we see the Rav Meir's Machmer with Drabanos just like Dai Raisas? And the answer is Omrav Khanino, Hayiditanin Taman. It's what we learned in Mishnah later on. There's a Mishnah Mesachas Nida that refers to the way a woman's cycle was kept back in those times, and nowadays it's completely different, so it's a little bit difficult to understand, and we're gonna explain just very briefly. A woman had a 7-day cycle called Yimei Nida, after which she had an 11-day cycle called Yimei Ziva. Now during Yimei Ziva, if she saw Dam, she was called a Zavaktana, she's Tame, and had to be aware the next day, checking herself twice, once in the morning and one time in the evening, to ensure that she didn't see any more dam. If she didn't, then she was tahar. However, if she saw 3 days in a row of dam, she's called a zava gdaila and was required to count shiva nikiyim, 7 clean days, doing a bedika in the morning and evening. And so what does Mesha tell us? Haraya kasem, if a woman sees a blood stain on her undergarment, harezi mukukeles, this ruins everything previously, meaning we're going to retroactively be matame everything that she touched from her last clean bedika up until now, b'chasheshas mishum zayv, and she also has to be chashish that she's a zava gdaila, divra meir, that's Rav Meir says, v'chomer v'chom say, im b'ksam mishum zayv, there's no issue of ziva when we're dealing with kesamim stains. And so we see the Rav Meir's machmer with a derabanan, just like a dairaisa, because the whole din of kesamim, that a stain on an undergarment is going to metame a woman, that's only a din derabanan, and that's why the chomer not machmer. However, we see the Rav Meir is machmer with her, treating this stain that she sees as if she's a full-fledged zava, and so obviously he's machmer with a derabanan as if it's a dairaisa. Now continuing to discuss our Mishnah, Rabbi Yonah asks the following question. question, why didn't we learn our Mishnah Chalas Demai as well? And if you want to try to say, pay attention to the Girsa change, begin Taninu Chala Vadai, Loi Nisni Chalas Demai, since the Mishnah mentions Vadai Chala, it doesn't mention Chala of Demai. Well, but Taninu, we also learned in the Mishnah, Truma, Utrumas Maeser Shal Demai. So we clearly see that we're going to mention regular Truma, and we also mentioned Trumas Maeser of Demai. So why didn't the Mishnah also mention Chala and Chala of Demai? And we don't have an answer to this. Now, once we mention Chala of Demai, namely, Chala coming from an Alma Aretz, we continue talking about it. Ruchanina says, Vashem Shmuel, Demai Tsar Chala, the dough coming from an Alma Aretz, which we're assuming is Demai, one needs to separate Chala from it. Now, Amrali Ruchibar Luliva, Ruchibar Luliva told him, Noitel who has Domov Menashevet, he's allowed to take its money, its value, from the Shevet, meaning from Kaihanim. In other words, even though he has to separate Chala from Demai, he doesn't have to give it to a Kayan like regular Chala, he's allowed to sell it to a Kayan. That's what we mean by Noitel Domov Menashevet. And Amrali told him, Kenamar Shmuel, this is also what Shmuel said, Shu Noitel Domov Menashevet, that he is allowed to get paid for this Chala of Demai from the Kaihanim. However, Manas says B'Shem Rabbi Yossi that no, Einu Neitel Domov Menashevet, he's not allowed to charge a Kayan for Chala of Demai. Why is that? Because the Machor may be Vadai, we're afraid that tomorrow he's going to bring him Vadai Chala that he just has to give to the Kayan for free. V'Aimer, he's going to say, Demai Hu, this is Demai, Kedei Litol Menu Domim, in order to get money from him, and therefore Machmir, even by Chala of Demai, that he just has to give it to a Kayan and he's not allowed to charge for it. Now, continuing to discuss this, Yodai Namar Alpha Atab, Rabbi Yechanan Shal Gamlil Zuga, Rabbi Yechanan asked his Gamlil Zuga, Nihigin Atun Mafkin Chal Min Demaya, were you Noik to take off Chala from Demai? So Amalei told him, Like Hinamar Shmuel Achud Rebrechia, isn't this what Shmuel, the brother of Brechia, said? B'shasha Gazra al Demai, at the time that they were Geyser on Demai, namely, at the time that they were Geyser, that any produce coming from an Alma Aretz has to have Maestro separated from it, Raiva Alma Frisha Maestro Sech Batein. The majority of people, meaning the majority of Alma Aratzim, were already separating Maestro inside their homes. And it's only really a very slight suffix that an Alma Aretz didn't separate Maestro. And there's no reason to be Chayshish for Chala either, and therefore we do not take off Chala from a dough that comes from an Alma Aretz. However, here we have the other side as well. Am Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Rabbi Yisrael Bun tells us, and this is something that we had in Maseches Demai, Tanai Bezdin, Shetei Chalasa B'tzofa and Tzvoinoi. It's a Tanai Bezdin, it's basically an enactment by Bezdin that the Chala should be in the northern part of the dough. This is referring to when a person gets dough from an Alma Aretz or from a baker who's also an Alma Aretz. If he didn't physically separate the Chala, so then there's a Tanai Bezdin, this enactment, that automatically we say that the Chala is located in the most northern part of the dough. As we see very clearly from what Rabbi Yisrael Bun is bringing us, that one does separate Chala's Demai from this dough that comes from the Alma Aretz. And really, we already had this machlokes in Maseches Chala between the Chachamim and Rama Gamliel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.